Pumpora. I didn't quite understand that reference that you made to, in the old days, people taught their children from childhood to have the mind peaceful, the science of the mind. And was there a time in Thailand's history where that was a routine part of childhood education, that everybody would learn meditation? Or?
Well, I think, you know, not so much maybe formal meditation, but certainly the values of you're introduced to the, and obviously it would be depend on different families or different, even different villages or areas, but they, you know, it's very ordinary for children to be introduced from the time they're very little of the, say, the importance of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, to be led in, you know, short meditations, to learn chanting, and then they're being mirrored values that are being laid as a foundation in their minds, so that well, maybe Lupalien is a good example in the sense that because his own demeanor and his way of looking at other people is, you know, if you just see him, then you think, oh, well, gee, he's a really exceptional being. But then you see his sister, and then they're like clones. And there was a point when after Ajahn Chah became ill, then Ajahn Liam was the senior monk. His mother was a senior nun at Wat Pho Phong, and his sister was one of the, you know, more, not so, you know, but middling seniority. So that you got three of these family members living in the same monastery, you know. And so that is you know, obviously it's not it's more like an ideal than you know, sort of the norm throughout the culture, but I think it's common enough that those values are inculcated and mirrored. I mean, it's like when little Zina comes, and she'd been coming for years, and she's maybe seven now. You know, she's very precocious, high energy, but she's able to really contain, you know, come together, bow, sit quite still when it's needed. And so those are you know, really invaluable skills that are, you know, laying those foundations of right view and some, you know, right tools to live a skillful life.